যদি মানস তুমি তোমার নাকি ধরম যতন তুমি লভ অধিকার ইফ ইউ রিয়েলি ওয়ান্ট টু গং সংকীর্তন দেন দিজ ফোর কোয়ালিফিকেশনস আর ইন্ডিসপেন্সিবল নেসেসারি ফর ইউ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ কীর্তনে যদি মানস তোহার পরম যতনে তুমি লভ অধিকার তোমাদিক হীন দিন অকিঞ্চন ছাড় আপনি মানবী সদা ছাড়ি অহংকার বৃক্ষ সম ক্ষমাগমন করবি সাধন প্রতিহিংসা তো জীবনে করবি পাব জীবন নির্বাহে যেন উদ্বেগ না দিবে পরোপকারে নিজ সুখ পাশ হইবে হইল সর্বগুণে গুণী মহাশয় প্রতিষ্ঠাশা ছাড়ি কর অমানি হৃদয় তারপরে কি কৃষ্ণ অধিষ্ঠান সর্বজীবে জানি সদা সম্মান করবি সবে আদরে সর্বদা আদরের সর্বদা কবে হেন অধিকার দিবে হে আমায় ভগতি বিনোদ কয় কবে হেন অধিকার দিবে হে দিস অ্যাটিটিউড শুড বি উই শুড প্রিচ অ্যান্ড ইউ ক্রিয়েট সচ ফেভারেবল অ্যাটমসফিয়ার সো উই ক্যান গো অন উইথ সংকীর্তন দ্যাট ইজ বহুভীর মিলিতা দ্য মেনি combined in one campaign we can move. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hey, Nemantanna kutte patate habe kao ke? Kee jabe?
Nemantanna kutte kake patate habe? Tokon habe.
Next question is that related according to Srila Jiva Goswami.
Maharaj, Prabhupada bolchen according to Srila Jiva Goswami, a preacher has to accept many disciples to expand the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is risky. ওইটুকু এই এটার উপরে উনি একটা প্রশ্ন করছেন এই যে জীব গোস্বামী বলছেন যে প্রচারকদের শিষ্য গ্রহণ করতেই হবে
পারপোর্টে
বলছেন
চৈতন্য
চরিতামৃতে মধ্যলীলায় উনি বলছেন According to Srila Jiva Goswami, a preacher has to accept many disciples to expand the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It's in the purport.
Prabhupada Madhya Lila kono shloke tatporje ei kotha ta bolchen.
Mahaprabhu bolechen jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upodesh. Eta holo ek stage er kotha je Krishna upodesh kora ar disciple kora shobta ek noy. এক নম্বর তারপরে জীব গোস্বামী বলেছেন যে যেটা আমাকে এখানে ইনফ্লুয়েন্স করেছে এদিকে আসতে তাহলে আমি তো এদিকে আসতে চাইনি জ্ঞান স্বাচ্ছ বৃত্ত স্বাচ্ছ যেমন অপরাধ তেমনি জ্ঞান স্বাচ্ছ একটা অপরাধ টাকা আছে টাকা খরচ করছি না দিচ্ছি না অপরকে বঞ্চিত করছি এটা যেমন অপরাধ তেমনি জ্ঞান স্বাচ্ছ আমি জানি একটা বিষয় কিন্তু অপরকে আমি সেটা দিতে চাচ্ছি না এটা একটা অপরাধের মধ্যে যাবে এটা আনন্যাচারাল আর্টিফিশিয়াল জিনিস আমি যতটা বুঝি সেটা অপরকে সে হেল্পটা দিতে চাচ্ছি না এটা অন্যায় তো সুতরাং সেই দিক দিয়ে বিচার করতে গেলে পরে খানিকটা সাহায্য করতে যেতে হবে খানিকটা দায়িত্ব নিতে হবে এটা হল ন্যাচারাল খানিকটা আমি যতটুকু বুঝি ততটুকু করি কিন্তু নিজে সিনসিয়ার হওয়া চাই সিনসিয়ারিটি ডিলি মাস্ট বি সিনসিয়ার অ্যাজ মাচ অ্যাজ আই নো আই মাস্ট হেল্প দি আদার্স উইথ দ্যাট নলেজ ঋষি ঋণ পরিত্যাগ দি পোস্টারিটি অ্যান্ড তার অপোজিট কি আগেকার প্রাইমেটিক জেনারেল Previous acharyas, they have left their knowledge for us. I have studied, I have got that advantage, facility. But in my turn, I am not extending that to others. The flow is obstructed by me. I have no right to do so. I must also transmit what I got from the predecessors to the posterity. I must extend that. That is a natural good feeling requires this. That what I have got from the ancestors, the previous, I must allow to pass through me that knowledge to the posterity. This is quite natural. And if I create obstacles in me, I will be I shall commit offense. You follow?
Create what? A struggle?
The knowledge, the flow of knowledge that
is obstruction. Yeah. In me.
The knowledge is flowing from the
knowledge from previous to the posterity. Are aage katta ki bole? Ekuni bole gelam.
Previous.
The previous man. Posterity then new di kya ekta kiya.
Previous
Acharya Jyotin Bolshi. Previous Acharya Jyotin Bolshi. Previous Narakta ki bodhagilam.
Ancestors?
Former? Ancestors are ching nai.
Predecessors?
Predecessors. What is the flow is coming from the predecessor and it must pass through me to the posterity. That is natural. There is no flow of knowledge. But if I create an obstacle in me, then it will be an offense. So, especially the spiritual flow, we must not stop. When we get from the Acharya, I must transmit to the disciple. That is quite natural. But the difficulty is that we seek our own position. Okay? Difficulty is the self-seeking mood. Self-seeking. We must be medium, thus no harm. But self-seeking temperament, that is to be blamed and that is avoided. Harmful.
That should be avoided.
Avoided. Otherwise, we all may be good. Only if I allow my guru's flow to pass through me, no harm. He's bona fide, is fitted to be guru. Only is passing guru's thing through him. It is guru's property, passing through me. I am, as long as I am connected with my guru, his things I must allow to pass through me. No harm. But when the self-centered, guru-centered, abolished and self-centered nature, then the opaque guru becomes opaque and that guru is a nuisance to the world. He is no longer a guru. Who is not a disciple? Who is not conscious of his own guru? He cannot work on behalf of Guru. His Guru agent can do the work of Guru. You must consider him the agent, the medium. Then there is no difficulty, no wrong. Otherwise, when he forgets his own Guru and he gives something which he has not not received from Guru, then he will create disturbance. Amara gyan guru hoya taro ei desh iha jana badhibe tomar bishoy tarango punorupi ei thai pabe mor sanga. To make disciplements to do the service. Everything should be taken up with the spirit of service. Then everything is bad. Even beating is service. Hanuman, so many others, they created havoc in the world, but they did service. Arjuna, when he fought. He did service. Nimitta mātram bhava-sabva sācin. Be nimitta, agent. Conscious, be conscious of your agency. That you are agent of a particular person, of your own guru. Then you go on with the work of guru. You are quite fit. Not any selfish motive, selfish motive, but this tasa, I want fame, I want women, I want money, exploitation, the nature of exploitation as well as the nature of renunciation should be eliminated. And everything should be done with the spirit of service. Then we are all well, all healthy. The exploitation, spirit of exploitation and renunciation, that both should be avoided. And the spirit of service, and even crossing the shastric rule, the heart's purity, that is above. And the shastras are meant for generous persons, but there may be higher souls that are above the consideration of the shastra. Shastra generally meant for the mass. There are different rulings for different stages, but still, on the whole, shastra means who is come to control, whose purpose is to control, that is not used for the free, which is above control, who are naturally posted in their good nature. Shastra is not for them. Shastra is the general mass to control them, to train them, and with above training, 100% in the service of Krishna, a shastra is not necessary there.
Vidhi nahi
aare. Vidhi nahi aare. Sadbhakkhan bhagavite vidhi nahi aare. Above rule of conduct. They can create shastra. Their very practices are shastra. Tadir achar, say the Mahajano Jena Gata Svapantha.
So previously, he had mentioned that if this acharyaship were to be extended, the spiritual characteristics should be maintained.
The Acharya's qualification must be there. It is extended. A non-Acharya cannot do the work. Acharya has got a special qualification. What is that? Consideration that Acharya must be submissive to his own Acharya. He must be faithful to his own Acharya. That will be the first qualification. He is the servant. And it will depend on the percentage of the submission. How much he is subservient to his own Acharya. The degree, it will depend upon the degree. That's the difficulty.
So the question is that now this year, the GVC, they may extend the acharyaship. So how will this come, that they will recognize a Vaishnava for that he is on a certain standard, as he mentioned, submission to the previous acharya, and how will that individual know that he is ready to give diksha?
Maharaj, uni jiggesh korchen je ei bochhore ei gol purnimar shomoy je amader meeting hoy tokhon hoyto mane acharyader shongkha barabar ekta sambhabona ache to ekhon ie hocche je kibhabe
ki deshe seta hobe
seta hobe
বা হওয়া উচিত আর কি হবে কি সেটা জ্ঞান বলতে পারে মানে কি বেশি হওয়া উচিত
এবং যেমন আপনি বললেন যে পূর্বতন আচার্যের আনুগত্য
মুখ্য
মুখ্য
তো এবং কিভাবে সে ব্যক্তিগত ভক্ত বা বৈষ্ণব কিভাবে বুঝবে যে সে গুরু পদে অধিষ্ঠিত হওয়া বা দীক্ষা দেওয়ার যোগ্যতা অর্জন করেছেন?
দুদিক থেকে বুঝতে হবে, শাস্ত্র এবং সাধু
ইংরেজিতে বললে
ইট শুড বি কনসিডার্ড ফ্রম মেইনলি টু স্ট্যান্ড পয়েন্টস, ওয়ান ইজ শাস্ত্র অ্যান্ড অ্যানাদার ইজ প্রেজেন্ট reliable living sadhus. And also considering the line of Swami Maharaj as he has expressed his will during his preaching time. Some consideration, attention should be given to that. His preaching, his nature, his aspirations, this sort of consideration, and the Shastra as well as living sadhus. Sadhus, Shastra is there, and living sadhus, who are they, who can be relied, who is not very diplomat. Diplomacy may be subservient, but diplomacy may not have the primary position. Such sadhus consideration. And also, amongst the present acharyas and the committees, their opinion should be given more value, who who can be relied to have the success of the movement of the whole institution, broad-minded, wide-viewed, whose heart is only to extend the, the genuine activities of the ISKCON with selfless heart, who wants the extension of the genuine flow of the ISKCON. His opinion should be led more importance with. From these considerations, the acharya should be
nominated.
Perhaps the nomination will come from the body, not from the mass, perhaps. But the body should look to the mass mind also, those that are within ISKCON. They should consider their feeling in this function. Sincerity, Shastric knowledge and adherence to Guru, and earnestness to take the this divine upadesha, the counsel to the mass, all these qualifications should be given more importance in an acharya. His inner hankering to give to the people, and his submission to his guru and the shastra, and also friendly temperament with the members of the ISKCON. These considerations should be given importance. And the commanding temperament, and who is able to capture the educated minds, as well as masses, all these qualifications should be reckoned into.
Now, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in relation to Uddhava, Vidura, and Maitreya, Srila Prabhupada says we should be careful not to transgress the law of Maryada Vyatikrama.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Tritiya Skande, Jakun Vidur Jakun Uddhaver Kache Galen, তখন উদ্ধব মৈত্র ঋষির কাছে তাকে পাঠালেন, কারণ যেহেতু তিনি আরো সিনিয়র তার থেকে এই ভক্ত নিয়ে। তো প্রভুপাদ তার তাৎপর্য বলছেন যে এটা ভক্তদের এটাও খুব করতে হবে, নজর রাখতে হবে যাতে মর্যাদা ব্যতিক্রম যাতে না হয়, যে উন্নত বৈষ্ণব থাকতেও যে নিজে এগিয়ে গিয়ে একটা কিছু করা, মানে তার আনুগত্য স্বীকার না করে
That would be a good conduct, but a courtesy to take his permission, consent. That would be a good thing. But otherwise, a general look is given in Gita, Bhagavatam, Upanishad. That is Samitpani, Sutriyam Brahmanishtam, well versed in the knowledge of scriptures and who has unconditioned adherence towards a spiritual spiritual entity. That should be the real sign of an acharya. Shastra and the purpose of the shastra, adherence to both of them. Shastra, sadhu, shastra. Sadhu, shastra. And the sadhu, shastra, upasya, tattva. In Gita also, gyanino, tattva, darshino. Some sort of knowledge who is established in the divinity and who can express the characteristic of the divinity to others. That is gamino. We have got direct perception about divinity, and you can also can give vent to that perception to the public. That should be the who knows and who can make others to know the real characteristic of divinity. That should be the real lokanti sign of acharya. And other things who can mix with the people, with the educated society, who knows different language, they can paper, they can write. These are also superior qualifications. Main qualification, who is in divinity and who can spread divinity outside. That will be the intrinsic characteristic of acharya. And the external qualification will be.
Maharaj, Uni Prashna Kuchan Jay, Kishu Bhakti Akta Dharana Achi Guru Hote Hole, Uttamadhikari Hote Hale. To Sheshamanya Apni Kibaya.
উত্তম অধিকারী বলা নেই বা মধ্যম অধিকারী, উত্তম অধিকারী শুরু ও মধ্যম অধিকারী এসে তবে কাজ করতে হয়। উত্তম অধিকার ডাজ নট সি এনিথিং বাট ইন কানেকশন অফ কৃষ্ণ এন্ড মধ্যম অধিকার সিজ বোথ কৃষ্ণ এন্ড নন কৃষ্ণ। সো গুরু মাস্ট সি নন কৃষ্ণ and when he would transform non-Krishna into Krishna consciousness. So Madhyama Adhikar, this is the work of Madhyama Adhikar, which consists of both Krishna and the Maya. And he is clever to take from Maya, snatch from Maya's clutches and send them to Krishna's domain. That is Madhyama Adhikar. But it is unquestionable that he may not be tempted to be again under the caught under the snare of Maya. That should be guaranteed.
How is that guaranteed?
By his movements we have to movements, practices we have to guess.
The same thing can apply to Shamnashi also. How he act, like that has to be.
No, what is their plan? The members of the governing bodies should be given that facility, or outside governing body also, as well as maybe.
It may be outside also.
Appointed. Outside.
These are proposals. They're discussing.
Yes.
But some of the...
Anyone considered qualified, he should be given recognition.
Recognition.
Independent of the governing body and outside governing body.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Asya.
That is in Bhagavatam, and the Paramatma, yes, wherever there is Jiva, his guardian aspect, the Lord is, the Bhagavan is also present there, without interfering his freedom. He is watching. He is in the company of Jivatma. He has never shunned him, abandoned him, but indifferently watching Jiva. That is Paramatma's attitude. Paramatma is always Jivatma, but he does not interfere his activity.
How is it determined?
How?
Yes, how is it determined what form a conditioned soul first receives when he contacts Maya, when he enters material existence? Who is to say?
What did you say?
He says, when the jiva first comes into Mahat Tattva, what will determine the roop, his form?
What?
The form the jiva receives.
Form.
Form.
What form the jiva takes?
In material.
Species material. Of life. What species?
Material.
Material species of life.
When jiva is within Brahma conception, he has got no individual consciousness, only like some national consciousness, something, hazy. But the, when there is a push from the side of Mahavishnu or Sadashiva, then from Prakriti, Mahatattva. Thus, in the first stage of life, it is Bhruna, Bhruna, when the, in the womb, the non-differentiated body of the child. Non-differentiated body, no body conception, no eye, no head, no hand, no leg. In the womb, the first conception of the child, first stage of the child, what is known as embryo.
Embryo.
So, Mahatattva is a big embryo, and from there the avayav, the child, the nose, eye, brain, hair, everything gradually springing up.
Mahatattva is a big embryo or big womb?
No, the Prakriti is the womb. And the embryo, first stage of embryo is Mahatattva. And then from Mahatattva, bifurcation begins gradually. And so many jiva conception is coming out. A general ego, Mahatattva. And the individual ego is emanating from Mahatattva in huge number. The common common conception of all the jiva, of all the ego of the jiva is Mahatattva. But individual ego is emanating from Mahatattva. Between the Prakriti and Prakriti is like a watery substance, and the Tejo, that is consciousness, is mingling, coming in Prakriti, in the water. The rays coming into water, and there is a commotion, and then something is coming. And that is Mahatattva. And then Mahatattva again comes in to divide itself in innumerable units, and there is so many ahankar of jiva. Then chitta mahan mahatu ahankar ahankar panchatan matrani, the fivefold gist of the creation, and then that fivefold common common basic acquaintances, and that is again divided, each divided into three, sattva, raja and tamo. This five into three becomes 15 bifurcated material conceptions. In tamagun, lastly the earth, water, fire, air and ether. This is the grossest outcome, product of Prakriti. And the eye, ear, this is the middle, and then the sun, the sound, in this way, there are three divisions from panchatan matra.
So,
ahankar, from ahankar, there are five branches, and every branch is three, and then so many, chaturvinshati panchatattva, 24 categories we find ultimately. This is Sankhya philosophy, which explains the nature.
Does the living entity begin in all living entities in the, when they come into the Mahatattva, do they all begin from the same species of life or different species of life?
When the jivas first come to Mahat Tattva connection, is it the same?
Has a common individual conception. And for Mahat Tattva, then...
Specified.
Specific individuality springs up.
So then it may be different species, not the same species. He wants to know, is it species. The same species or different?
He becomes a Brahma, he becomes an egg, he becomes a hog, he becomes bird.
No, that is the basis first. And there we can have all possibility in germinant form there.
All possibilities in germinant
form. In non-differentiated form one cannot detect.
That's coming from...
The possibility, what the product which we see, it was there. But in such a meager conception, it cannot be detected. Because even again when Mahapala, the withdrawal of the creation, complete withdrawal of the creation, and it enters into the stage of prakriti or something like watery substance. Whole thing in a very nutshell is preserved there. I am told that Japan, they are making
manufacturing
a library, and in a small library, they can keep many books, many books. And the script is such that without microscope, it cannot be read.
It's called microfilm. Microfilm.
Microfilm.
Yes.
And in a small place, a big book is represented.
Yes.
Or something like that. There, everything is but undetectable way. In prakriti, it is there. But the Supreme Lord, he can detect anything and everything everywhere, and he is a delegated agent. But to ordinary understanding, it is beyond any knowledge, any experience. It is in such a germinal form.
Yes.
We can say the possibility, something like that. It is very meager, cannot be detected. Again, when bifurcation, it is gradually becoming bigger, and the branching, just as a tree is in a seed. A big tree is dissolved in a seed. Every day we see, in our everyday experience, we see the non-differentiation is springing up.
Yes.
It is there in the tree, in the seed. It is the tree is there, the possibility of the tree. Of course, environment is helping, taking the help of the environment, the seed is producing a big tree. Something like that. It is beyond our knowledge.
So much
inquiry about the unessential, non-essential, it is bad to devotion. So Brahma says, Jnani prayasa mudapasya mamanta eva sanmushoditan bhavadiya vātnam. So Bhagavad discourages this sort of scrutinizing knowledge. There's no end. If you take up this path of knowing, the Jnana Marga, it won't help you to take you to the real place. Faith will help you. It may help you partly, partly to consolidate your faith in the beginning, Madhyamaka. But your real help will come from the plane of faith. Brahma himself says, jānantu eva jānantu. Those that are very proud of their intellect, they know many things, let them boast, those fools. But it is my conclusion, no Lord, I do not know anything. You are infinite. Your ways, your every movement is infinite. So it is insanity to go to inquire after your ways and nature. Submission, and to have your grace, to pray for your grace, that is the right way to come to our desired end. Jnani prayas mudavasya namante and jnanante eva jnanante. Let them be proud of their knowledge of analyzing this thing, that thing. No end. There is a particle of sand. If you study for life together, no end. So don't go that side. There is wild goose chasing. Come direct through the disciple, the favorite disciple of the Lord, and begin service as much as permission you are given. Take up that and gradually go towards Ananda Marga. Satchit Ananda, hit direct to Ananda. Don't waste your energy in chit and sat. Satchit Ananda. You are all desirous of getting Ananda, fulfillment, ecstasy. So try to start your journey direct towards Ananda, admitting sat and chit. But in the way, to a certain extent, sat and chit, their help should be taken in. Only take that much and avoid the rest. No ambition should be fulfilled in their company. But what your intrinsic demand of your nature, that is for Ananda, Rasam, Sukham, happiness. Begin your journey, direct your journey, direct towards the Anandam, Krishna, and that is possible through devotion, dedication, through faith. Sraddha means faith. Optimistic. Okay.